Welcome to another CFA Institute Research Challenge podcast. I'm Brian Stipe, director of the Research Challenge, and I'm joined today by Susan Mock, partner of Mock Creative Services. Susan is a communication trainer, coach, and strategist who has worked with many CFA Institute Research Challenge teams on improving their presentations, and is here to share some of that knowledge with us today. Susan, thanks for joining us today again. Let's talk about the question and answer session that the students have with the judges at the presentations. It's 10 minutes, and it is timed. The students will be cut off if they go over that 10 minutes. What's some general advice for students as they prepare for the questions?
You want to make sure that there's not only one person answering the questions. You want to make sure that everybody gets a chance to answer questions. You also do not want to over-answer. You want to answer the question as clearly and concisely as possible without looking like you're desperate and you're worried and you're insecure and you keep on explaining and explaining and explaining and you've already answered the question. Also, what I like in a team is that the person at the podium or who's got the remote knows immediately, flashes on appendix, you know, supplemental page or supplemental slide 16 and says, here's what we think, and shows the research, shows the numbers, shows those compelling statistics that really will help them defend their position, their recommendation.
So that takes a level of anticipation of the questions that they're going to face.
Right. Well, when I was in corporate America and I was in media relations, and this is the way it was done in my company, we thought of every question that we dreaded that a reporter or an editor would ask us, and then we wrote down the answer. So that's what I would suggest that you do. You literally write down what are the 20 questions that we dread they're asking, and literally write down the answers to those questions and know how are we going to answer it, what slide is going to be a supplement to the verbal answer. Chances are that that's not going to happen. Chances are a really strong team will be able to anticipate every question and know how to answer it.
Okay. So what you're saying is they should anticipate questions and then create slides that would cover and answer those questions.
Right.
And
if they haven't already, either supplemental slides or the slides that they already showed them. I think it's important for students to realize that they're the experts. They are the experts in that room on this company, and that the judges are all brilliant, seasoned professionals, but the judges don't always know as much as the teams do. So I would worry about the question and answers, but I think the key is to look like how you respond to the questions with confidence, concisely, and really be able to have those supplemental slides if necessary. So you could flash them on and say, here's why we said that.
Susan, how should the students be acting as the judges are asking questions?
I would definitely eye contact, a confident smile, not a desperately eager to please smile, but a confident smile, and then a pause is okay. And then turn to each other and say, Brian is going to handle that question. And God help, we will hope that Brian is able to answer that question. If not, Brian can say, I'm going to pass that to Susan. Susan is the one who did that area of research. Again, what they're looking for is professionalism. They're looking for the way it would be in real life, and that is not everybody knows everything, and a team has its certain strengths, and you know, as quickly as you can, identify the person who can answer the question.
Susan, if one of the team members is answering a question but not to completion, how should the other team members handle this situation?
With your body language, how you look at each other, you don't want to look like, you know, wild-eyed and crazy and desperate. You just want to step forward and say, and I would like to add to that. Again, they're going to be watching for confidence. That's what they're going to be looking for.
If a judge asks a question that a few team members think they have the correct answer, is it okay for them to huddle together or talk amongst themselves very briefly in order to decide who should answer the question?
Sure. And that is like, again, like two ice skaters, two people, you know, doing an ice dance together. And that is very quickly through sign language and eyes, just say that you and I would look at each other and I know that you know that I'm going to take the question. It should be so rehearsed that we know who's going to take the question.
And Susan, while a student's answering a question and they need to emphasize a certain point or a certain figure that's on a screen or a slide, is it okay to turn their back on the judges to point to it or to highlight a key statistic?
Absolutely. And that is that I would turn to the person at the podium and say, slide 16, that's what she wants. And instantly, it's on the screen. You turn to it. You point to the specific number, the specific bullet point. That looks really good when they know the material so well and they know each other so well that I can turn to the podium and say to the person standing at the controls, slide 16.
Thank you, Susan. That concludes the CFA Institute Research Challenge podcast on the Q&A session with the judges. My name is Brian Stipe, Director of the Research Challenge. I want to thank everyone for listening. Please visit our iTunes page, CFA Institute Research Challenge, for more podcasts, and also visit the Research Challenge website for more information.